Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving into something pretty crucial today. Something that everyone who have a website or is thinking about building a website really needs to think about.
Yeah, SEO.
Absolutely. It's the foundation.
Right. Search engine optimization.
Yes.
It can be a little bit of a mystery.
It really can.
And there's a lot of information out there, but luckily there's this awesome guide called The Complete Beginner's Guide to Search Engine Optimization.
That's a good one.
And it kind of breaks it down in a way that I think will help everyone kind of understand at least the basics.
Yeah, it's really about getting your website noticed.
Yeah. Right?
And not just noticed, but noticed by the right people.
Right.
The people who are actually looking for what you have to offer.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's not just about like, you know, tricks or hacks or anything like that.
Right.
It's really about understanding how search engines work.
Yeah.
And working with them.
And kind of understanding the psychology of the people who are actually using them. Absolutely, yeah. Putting yourself in the shoes of the searcher.
Right.
Which is something that a lot of people forget about.
Mm-hmm. So how would you... Like, if you had to break it down, like, really simply, like, what is SEO?
Well, it's like, you know, imagine a library with millions of books, right?
Okay.
SEO is, like, putting the right labels and keywords on your book so that people can actually find it.
I like that. So it's all about making it easy for people to find what they're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you have the most amazing book in the world, but it's got the wrong label or it's hidden in the wrong section.
Right.
No one's ever going to find it.
Nobody's going to find it. And so what's the point of, you know,
exactly.
Having a beautiful website if nobody can find it?
Right. It's like, you know, a tree falling in the forest doesn't make a sound if no one's around to hear it.
Right. Exactly. So why, I mean, I think we kind of touched on this, but why is SEO so important? I mean,
yeah.
Why should people actually care about it?
Well, I mean, think about how you find information online, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you go past the first page of Google results?
Not very often.
Exactly. And most people don't.
Right.
So if your website's not showing up on that first page, you're missing out on a huge amount of potential traffic.
Right. So you're basically invisible.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not just about traffic either. It's about the right kind of traffic.
Okay.
People who are actually interested in what you have to offer.
So targeted traffic.
Exactly. Okay. So yeah, it's really important.
So let's break down some of the key concepts of SEO, because I think people throw around a lot of jargon and words.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it can kind of get a little confusing.
Absolutely.
So let's start with the basics, keywords.
Okay. So keywords are, they're essentially the words and phrases that people type into search engines
right.
when they're looking for information.
So for example,
mm-hmm.
if somebody is looking for the best pizza near them, that would be a keyword.
Exactly. Best pizza near me.
Right.
That's a very common keyword.
Right. And so how do we as website owners or content creators,
yeah.
How do we figure out what those keywords are?
Well, there are a lot of tools out there.
Okay.
One of the most popular ones is Google Keyword Planner.
Okay.
Which is a free tool that lets you see how many people are searching for certain keywords.
Okay.
And it also gives you ideas for other related keywords that you might not have thought of.
So it's kind of like a brainstorming tool.
Yeah, exactly. It can really help you get into the mindset of your target audience.
Right, and figure out what words they're actually using.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got our keywords figured out. Now what do we do with them?
Well, you need to use them in your content.
Okay.
But you need to do it in a way that's natural and organic.
Okay.
You don't want to just stuff your content full of keywords.
Right, because that's going to turn people off.
Yeah, and it's also going to turn off search engines.
Okay.
Because they're smart. They can tell when you're trying to game the system.
Right. So it has to sound natural. It has to be engaging.
Exactly. It's all about creating high quality content that people actually want to read.
Okay. So content. Content is king. We hear that all the time.
It really is.
So what are some tips for creating really good content that's going to rank well?
Well, one of the biggest things is to make sure your content is long enough.
Okay, so how long are we talking?
Well, the beginner's guide suggests aiming for at least 1,000 words.
Okay.
For blog posts and articles.
Wow. So it's got to be meaty.
Yeah, it needs to be substantial. It needs to provide real value to the reader.
Right, because Google's going to see that as like, oh, this is a comprehensive piece.
Exactly.
This isn't just like a little blurb.
Right. It's not just fluff. It's something that people are going to spend time reading and engaging with.
Okay. So it's not just about the length, though, right?
No. It's also about the quality of the writing.
Okay.
It needs to be well-written. It needs to be engaging. It needs to be informative.
So make it readable. Make it enjoyable.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing that we talked about earlier was backlinks.
Yes. Backlinks are super important.
So just to kind of recap, what are backlinks?
So backlinks are links from other websites to your website.
Okay.
And they're basically like votes of confidence from other websites.
So other people are vouching for you.
Exactly. They're saying, hey, this website is trustworthy. It's authoritative. It's got good content.
So how do we get people to link to our website?
Well, there are a lot of different strategies.
Okay.
One popular one is guest blogging.
Okay.
So that's where you reach out to other websites in your niche.
Okay.
And offer to write a high quality article for them.
Okay.
And in return, they usually give you a link back to your website.
So it's kind of like a win-win.
Exactly. Yeah.
They get free content and you get a backlink.
Right. And it also helps you get your name and your brand out there in front of a new audience.
Okay. So it's good for both sides.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this has been really insightful. I feel like, you know, before we started this deep dive, I knew SEO was important, but I didn't really understand like the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, it can be a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, and I feel like now I have a much better understanding of kind of the things that I need to be thinking about and the strategies that I can use to improve my own website.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's an ongoing process.
Right.
It's not something you do once and then forget about.
So it's constantly evolving.
Exactly. You need to be constantly learning, experimenting, and refining your strategies.
So it's a journey.
It really is, yeah.
Well, on that note, I'd love to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay.
Now that we've kind of gone over the basics of SEO,
mm-hmm.
If you were a search engine,
okay,
what would you look for in a website?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What would make you rank that website higher than others?
Yeah, that's something to really ponder.
And I think, you know, by thinking about it from that perspective, it can really help you to create a website that's both user-friendly and search engine-friendly.
Absolutely, yeah. It's all about finding that balance.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right.